I want to give a little explanation for what is about to take place here. I want to explain baptism to you, and I want to do so from a text of Scripture. I would like for you to look at 1 Peter, and a couple of men here at the front have some Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, if you just slip up your hand, these guys would be glad to put one in your hand so that you can follow along, and you can make your way to 1 Peter chapter 1. And you'll get to hear from James, from Garyon, from Allie in just a moment. And they're going to tell you what God has done in each of their lives. And I just want to explain to you a little bit about baptism. You'll see three people come this morning and be baptized. That is, immersed under the water and walk back out. And they're going to share their testimony of God's grace in their lives. But you need to understand that baptism does not make someone a Christian, right? Baptism is this external symbol of an internal reality that has already taken place. Baptism is an emblem of what God has already done in the lives of these dear friends. These are not great people, good people who want to talk about their goodness. No, James Kershaw, Garyon Turner, and Allie Brown are sinners who want to talk about their great Savior who rescued them. These are not people who all of a sudden got religious and started going to church. These are rescued sinners. These are not people who have decided just to clean up their lives a little bit and start walking a different way. These are people who have been radically transformed from the inside out, what Peter calls new birth. These are not people who have just added a little bit of Jesus to the lives they were already living. No, these are three people who have been transferred from one kind of life to another kind of life entirely. And so they are here to say, in the words of 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, "Blessed be God. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, in order to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and it will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. For you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." This is what these three friends are here to say. We have been born again. And as Jesus says, not of our own desire, that is not of the flesh, not of the will of man, not of someone else's desire, but born from above, born from God. And you need to know something about Jesus to whom they have surrendered. He was not merely a man who lived a great life as an example that these three are trying really hard to follow. No doubt they want to live like Jesus, they want to be like Jesus, and inevitably they will be gradually more and more conformed to his image. They will look more like him. But that is not fundamentally the reason they are here. They are here not because Jesus set a good example that all humanity must follow, but fundamentally because Jesus lived the life they never could and paid the price for the sins that they could never repay. Jesus was a good man, infinitely, perfectly good man, and he was so because he was God in the flesh. But he didn't just come to put his goodness on display. He came to put himself on a cross to pay for sins. Once and for all, to cancel the debt that we owed. So that when God looks at James Kershaw, when God looks at Garyon Turner, when God looks at Allie Brown, he doesn't see their rap sheet. He doesn't see their criminal record. He sees the perfect righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ, who gave these three his righteousness in exchange for their long list of sin. So that they could be forgiven, Jesus was condemned. It's about substitution. And because it's about the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ in their place, it is about God's grace and not their merit, right? Not what they could have done to clean themselves up, not what they could have done to get more religious, not what they could have done to do anything. But as Peter says, they are protected by the power of God through faith. And they are born again according to God's great mercy. You see, this is all about God's grace, all about God's love for people who didn't deserve it and people who, frankly, didn't even know to look for it. This is the story of all of us who love Jesus Christ, that we were dead in our transgressions and sins in which we used to walk, and God made us alive. And so I'm going to turn it over to them to let James and Garyon and Allie describe for you what God has done in their lives.